This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want you guys to ask yourself this. Do you think the family, your family, likes you? Now, I know that kind of sounds like a weird question. But, and I'm not talking about your parents or your kids or I'm talking about extended family. I'm talking about people that really don't have a reason to hate you. That may actually like you more than your immediate family. Because I got to tell you, if you could identify that, that really is a confidence booster. I tell you what I'm going through right now. Okay, so my husband's family was visiting the west side of the country. So we decided to drive out to California to see him. And you know, I've talked to you guys about my motherly abilities, you know, with my kids. I don't think I'm the best mom out there. You know, I mean, I'm surprised my kids turned out as good as they did. Maybe I did do a good job. I don't know, but I felt like I worked too much. So I don't really have a lot of confidence in my being maternal, you know, because I'm just so, patience came first. It stinks, but it did. I don't think I'm the best daughter because I yell at my mom. Oh, you know what we did? Oh, this is horrible. Okay. My mom's birthday was a few days ago. So my son wanted to see Happy Time Murders, my 18-year-old son. And I'm like, what movie's that? They go, the puppet movie. And I'm like, oh, okay, wait a second. The puppet movie. Oh, good. My mom likes kids' movies. Happy Time Murders was nothing like a kids' movie. It was bad. It was bad. Anyway, so we took my mom to see that for her birthday. I'm not the best daughter. All right, so I got some work to go. I wasn't a good granddaughter. I don't know how I'll be as a grandmother. I don't know. My guess is I'm getting better the more distant the family is, okay? Now, I'm sitting there at dinner, and I talk to my kids like they're adults. There's not a lot of stuff I'll talk about with my husband, not in front of the kids. The kids should know everything. I'm very open, okay? Very open about stuff. And so I forget that my nieces and nephews might have been brought up a little differently. So I'm very matter of fact. I'll just talk. I'll use some cuss words. I never say the Lord's name in vain, but, you know, I'll use some cuss words. I'll be very animated when I talk. I'll be very to the point. And then I look to my side, and I just look out the corner of the eyes of my eye, and I see my little nieces and nephews stare at me with big, huge, wide eyes, like, oh, my gosh, what is Aunt Dahlia talking about? Or maybe they did know, but I'm just so open and upfront about it. I don't know. I don't really remember. I don't know if I was talking about an ex-boyfriend. I don't know if I was talking about a restaurant and somebody, you know, peeing on the I don't know what I was talking about because I have a lot of flight of ideas and I talk a lot about different subjects and I just go on and on and on. And when I looked to my side, I see my nieces and nephews stare at me like, okay, whoa. And then you stop and you check yourself going, okay, well, did I say anything that could traumatize them for life? And no, I don't think so. But I'm wondering what they thought. did they look at me like, oh my gosh, this woman is crazy and she thinks like this and she must be the most, you know, crazy person out there? Or did they go, oh my God, I love her. You know, she rocks. Well, if I did inspire any sort of, adoration, I blew it. Because I think I must have been talking about periods and female stuff, because I look at the nieces and I immediately look at the mom and I go, are they having their periods yet? Yeah, because that's important. I just want to know. It's just something that women, I mean, when I was a girl, I hated people talking about it or whatever. But now as an adult, we women need to know. Now, why do we women need to know if young girls are having their periods or not? It's because we women are very, very aware of who needs to be inducted into the womanhood. And if we have a member, right? Like what do they call those nuns? Like on Sister Act that doesn't get the full habit, but they're like a pre-nun. You know, they're like an apprentice nun. Okay, so if we have any apprentice girls that aren't really yet women, I just feel like we need to induct them in properly. And we also need to give them warnings, right? Because the last thing you want is a girl to be wearing white jeans in the middle of the 1980s and have a period in front of everybody at school, which, let's just say, happened, and it wasn't my finest hour. So I think it's important, and young girls out there don't realize that, but, you know, we women out there, we need to protect you. We women may, you know, fight and scratch and claw at each other and compete for men and use each other and just be all-out witches, but when it comes to you getting your period, we women got your back. We do. It is amazing. I mean, I have seen the worst behavior in women. But all you have to do is go up to one saying, I need a tampon. And they got your back. There is something about, look, any woman you know that is absolutely one of the most evil you could think of, she will have your back if you have your period. It's amazing. It's just something that bonds and connects us. I don't know why. It's disgusting. But we women know how to swim in the menstrual pool. We just do. So, so, what I want you guys to do is think and realize that if it's Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner or whatever, if there's family watching you, you know, just ask them, you know, if, you know what, don't. Just, you know, it doesn't matter. Who cares what family thinks? 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I do did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, I am being nice to Daniel. I understand Daniel is very new to The Dr. Dahlia Show. He actually is awesome. I have been behaving myself. I have not called him out. I've not made fun of him. I've not harassed him. I am behaving. And you know, he's a good guy. I am sure that one of these times I will, you know, figure out a reason to bring him on air and, you know, give him crap about something. But right now I am on my best behavior. I am. Let's go to some of your emails. Todd asks, what is the best thing to do for an infection? Now, he didn't really specify. I mean, there's tons of infections. There's urinary tract infections. There's lung infections. There's sexually transmitted infections. There's paper cuts. Before we get to the story, let me tell you, because you guys may not like my answer, when it comes to an infection. So let me tell you the story first so you guys get a frame of reference, okay, of where I'm coming from. Apparently, there's a mother in the UK warning others about the danger of trying on shoes without socks because her four-year-old daughter allegedly contracted a life-threatening infection on her foot. Usually her daughter, Sienna, wears socks. But Jody Thomas of South Wales, and this has been reported by Fox News, said it was summer, so the little girl was wearing sandals. The shoes that she liked had been tried on by other little girls. And that's how Sienna picked up the infection. She said her daughter was crying in agony the day after the shopping trip, and the infection soon spread up her leg, causing a high fever. They drove her straight to the hospital. She was shaking and twitching. It was horrible to see a little girl like that. They said it was sepsis, and they thought they would have to operate. She was treated at Prince Charles Hospital, spent the next 5 years having the infection drained out of her leg, and was able to avoid surgery. On August 24th, her mom posted pictures of her daughter's infected foot on Facebook. She says, for all parents, please put socks on your children. Try new shoes on. I'm guilty for not doing it for mine myself, and this could be the outcome, infection spreading throughout the body. You don't know whose feet has been in them beforehand. She told the son that she knew of things like athlete's foot being spread, but never thought of poisoning. I'm looking at her foot right now. It is, so there's a few things that I think that could have happened. I'm looking at the foot. You see her foot all swollen and this big, huge pus-looking abscess on her lateral foot. It almost looks like there could have been a bite. I wonder if this started out as a bite. Either way, I agree with Mom. Socks. So what bacteria could be life-threatening lurking in shoes that somebody tries on? Well, anything, because think about it. If kids walk barefoot or they're in their sandals and their sandals are outside to the outside world, then dirt and pathogens can be on those and then you put them in the shoe and they're there. Now, a lot of us have worn shoes without socks. We stop because our shoes stink. I never liked wearing socks when I used to run. I would just put my shoes on and my shoes would stink so bad that I had to start wearing socks. And it's because, you know, your feet sweat. And sweat allows bacteria to grow and it's stinky. So I had to stop doing that. So she might have had a little cut on her foot. And so the infection had a nice port to go into. Or when she tried to stick her foot into a new shoe, she might have weakened the skin, allowing bacteria there to get in. Or maybe there was a bite. So either way, yes, socks would protect. So now, going back to Todd's question on what's the best thing to do for an infection. So let's start with the little bitty infections. So let's say you cut yourself, you have a paper cut. Okay? I don't want to include bites. Bites are going to be a little different. But let's say you get a little paper cut or you cut yourself a little bit with a knife and it's not a deep wound. You always wash it off. Now, some people have asked, should you bleed it out? Do you bleed out your wound? Well, here's the thing. In first aid, we never tell you to bleed something out because we want you to keep your blood. You need blood. You have inflammatory cells that are right there that could do the job. And so technically pushing blood out might do you a disservice, so we don't tell you to do that. Have I done that on me? Oh, absolutely. Every time I got stuck, you know, in the hospital from a patient, got a needle stick, I would bleed it out because I would want whatever infection that might have just gotten in to flow out. So your first inclination is to do that. Has there been a lot of data saying to do it or not? No. So what we do recommend is you immediately wash it out and go and use soap and water. Now, if you notice, whenever you run water on an open bleeding wound, the blood does run out. So you see, rather than you pushing and bleeding it out, you're already using running water, so you're already starting to wash it out and allowing there to be a flow. So I think all in all, you start getting a lot of the microbes out. But the problem is now that you have an open wound, other microbes can now get in. So even if you're successful at washing out anything that might have, you know, slivered into there, now you have an open wound. And your skin's job is to protect keep infection out and keep fluid out. So, and keep fluid in, you know, because you can dehydrate in cut wounds and your finger can get dry and, you know, you have major multiple wounds like burns. You could actually dehydrate pretty significantly. So now we want to cover it up. So there's been talk of should we use antibiotic gel or not? Well, with antibiotic resistance, you don't have the average doctor saying, go ahead and put Neosporin on it. I recommend it if you think it was a dirty wound. You know, if your kid fell in the dirt, cut themselves, yeah, I would probably put some antibiotic cream on it. I like Neosporin, Bactroban, as long as the kid's not allergic to it. I like it. Double check with their medical provider, of course. There has been some debate on, let's say you get sewn. Let's say the laceration is deep where it has to get sewn. Will the antibiotic gel gum up and prevent closure of the skin? Some people claim it will. Some say no, it dissolves too quickly for that to happen. But a lot of times for infection, like when I did ER, I would always close a wound and put some antibiotic ointment. Now, how can you tell if your wound needs stitches or not? Well, if your wound is over a joint or a very highly movable area where it won't close, it'll keep moving, you're going to need help and tensile strength with sutures. You're going to. If the wound is deep enough where it starts to go into the dermis, you know, if it's not a little abrasion, but it's something that, you know, looks deep, or if the bleeding doesn't stop, you know, and you have a nice deep chiasm or crevice in there, you got to get it sewed up. You have to. So when we do sew it up, we first irrigate, we clean it out. I also use betadine solution, something to sterilize. Then we put the stitches in. It helps prevent bleeding, helps prevent infection, although you still have open areas to it. But we usually approximate the skin pretty good. But, yeah, there's still room for infection. Then, if you have a puncture wound, like a dog bite, sometimes we can't sew those up because the infection can be so deep that you actually don't allow drainage with the sewing. So, in that case, we may actually leave some puncture wounds unsewed. But we'll give you oral antibiotics. If we think you have an infection that's deeper or could affect the joint, we're going to start to give you oral antibiotics. Now, the body very naturally tries to fight infection by walling it off and making an abscess. And sometimes your body will try to push the infection out, increase the pressure, so it goes up to the skin and erupts through the skin like a little volcano. Unfortunately, there's many infections like the necrotizing fasciitis where there's nowhere for it to go except lateral. And then it goes along the fascia or that band that surrounds organs and muscles, etc. And then, unfortunately, it can cause some pretty serious infections. So infections can spread. And if they get deep, they have highways, freeways, allowing them to spread very quickly. And if it gets into the bloodstream, absolutely. It loves the bloodstream. Infections love getting into the bloodstream. So we get pretty aggressive. So if I see an infection that I think is deep, or I think it's not anything that you can handle on your own, I will institute antibiotics ASAP. I've seen infections go bad too quickly. And like in this little girl's case, this should have never happened for her to go into sepsis. But she must have contracted a bacteria or got bit by something that caused this much damage within 24 hours. Pretty dangerous stuff. And then some infections, like for the bone or deep infections, we got to do IV. We have to get the we can't wait for it to orally get absorbed and go through the stomach and, you know, then go through the intestine, then get metabolized through the liver. We will put the antibiotics into the bloodstream and get that started right away. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing began, but that was before Democrats and protesters demanded the committee be shut down immediately. All the interrupting and yelling led for Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana to ask to be recognized on the floor.
Mr. Chairman, can you tell me again how many documents have been produced?
488,000 minus, or I mean, other than 28,000 pages that Justice Kavanaugh has submitted, including his own judicial opinion.
Much of the discussion is over the Democrats receiving all the documents they requested, which was in the millions. Today, Tropical Storm Gordon is expected to become a hurricane as it hits the Gulf Coast, including parts of Mississippi. A hurricane warning is still in effect for most of the area along the Gulf Coast, and as much as 8 inches of rain is expected. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So they say airport security trays carry more disease than toilets. Those little plastic trays that you have to put your carry-on stuff into has the highest number of viruses of anywhere in the airport, including the toilet seat. They say such trays are covered in pathogens that could cause everything from the common cold and flu to pneumonia, bladder infection, SARS, and even brain damage. Plastic trays are thought to carry high numbers of viruses due to them being rapidly reused, as well as being touched by every single passenger that passes through an airport. And such trays are rarely disinfected, their hand surfaces allowing viruses to survive for up to a day. Now, they say air travel was blamed for the rapid spread of SARS from Hong Kong to North and South America and Europe and throughout Asia back in 2003. They also blamed that for the flu epidemic that went from Mexico to the U.S. in 2009. So the researchers from the University of Nottingham collected surface and air samples three times over as many weeks from a variety of sites at Helsinki Vantaa Airport, Finland. The samples were collected immediately after peak times, 7 to 9 a.m., 11 a.m. to midnight, 2 to 4, before the sites were cleaned. So, what do they test? They test the toilets, including the lid, the flush, and the lock of it, the plastic trays, the armrests of chairs and waiting areas, handrails of stairs and escalators, plastic toys on a children's play area, luggage trolley handles. This, again, is coming from Daily Mail, so they use different luggage trolley handles. Trolley. Does that mean like the roller thingies? Anyway, lift and payment terminal buttons, check-in machine screens, and desk and glass dividers and passport control. They found viruses in up to 25% of samples. Respiratory viruses were detected in 10% of surface and 25% of air samples. As well as being on plastic trays, pathogens were also detected in the children's play area, payment terminals, handrails, and at passport control. Viruses were not detected in most of the samples from toilets. Now, they think maybe it's because people are more clean or they're using the toilet seat covers. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, all right, let me take a step back here. I drove back from California, and when you drive back from California to Vegas on the I-50 North, there's this city outside of Barstow called Yermo, and Yermo had this big, huge ice cream cone-looking thing. I think it's called Eddie's Place. I don't know, and everybody told me to go and check it out. So you walk in there, and they have beef jerky, they have ice cream, they have candy, and all these snacks. But that wasn't the best part about this place. I walk into the toilet, the bathroom area, and the handle is automatic where it changes out the plastic. So you get new plastic touching the handle of the toilet. Now, mind you, I was in a handicapped toilet because there was the only one open. But, wow, I love handles on bathrooms or just where you don't even have to touch a handle. Because that's was pretty impressive. So I don't want to do a commercial for, you know, places because we don't just do commercials for everybody. But I have to admit, this Eddie's Place in Yermo, bravo with the bathroom protection. Bravo. I'm a fan. So anyway, results published in the Journal of BMC Infectious Diseases suggest that influenza A, which is a strain of flu, and rhinovirus, which causes the common cold, are both present on plastic trays at security checkpoints. Now, adenovirus was also detected. We've talked about adenovirus. Adenovirus can lead to sore throat, bronchitis, pneumonia, diarrhea, pink eye, bladder infections, fever, stomach inflammation, and even brain damage. Now, coronavirus was also found, and that's been linked to cold-like symptoms. MERS or camel flu, the Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome, can cause life-threatening kidney failure. Not sure why they call it camel flu. I don't think that's politically correct, but they have that written here. And SARS, which often progresses to pneumonia. So, what does this mean? Well, first of all, let's take a step back and relax, okay? Of course you are surrounded by bacteria and pathogens and virus. One reason why we, you know, build up our immunity is because we are surrounded by pathogens all the time. That's just something that, unfortunately, we need to do. You know, in the animal kingdom, the moms let their young play around with other young, you know, cubs. And people think, well, it's because, you know, she's bored and she wants to be able to talk to the other lionesses or whatever. But no, it's instinctive. Let the kids get out there. Let the kids get exposed to something other than mama's home. It's really important for these kids to get exposed to that. Okay, because, you know, you keep such a protective environment. And I know I should follow my own advice, you know, because I'm like, oh, don't go away to college, guys. Stay with mama. But that's neither here nor there. So you need to have that exposure to other bacteria, viruses, etc. However, then we have the case that we just talked about in the segment before where a little girl tries on a shoe. She tries on a shoe, and then she gets a life-threatening infection. That's a problem. So what is the balance that we need? You know, I mean, I used to play outside and get all muddy and make mud pies and get dirty, and my pants would be full of mud, and my mom would yell at me, and I'd get in trouble, and my hands would be dirty. And I mean, thank God I didn't come down with any major illness. We played outside. We, you know, we got chicken pox from each other. We, you know, it's just what, you know, that's just what we did. Now, mind you, there were some bad things, okay? Like polio was really, really bad. Tetanus is bad. There are some bad infections. And if that infection gets to you at the wrong place at the wrong time, absolutely. But I think we built up our immune systems a little differently. So they say at an airport, most likely you're fine if you have a good immune system. But if you don't have a good immune system, that's a problem. Now, who might not have a good immune system? Well, if you have diabetes, you probably don't have a good immune system. If you have, let's say, HIV, if, let's say, you are on immunosuppressant drugs for your rheumatoid arthritis or for your psoriasis, those are things that can put you at risk. And so sometimes we suppress your immune system, steroids, let's say, for severe allergies. We may suppress your immune system so that you don't, you know, react to your immune system, but that immune system is exactly what you need to fight infection. We're coming up on a flu season, and we are probably going to be coming up on one of the worst flu seasons. I think they're going to get worse each and every year. And the reason why I think it's getting worse is I think we're concentrating so much on flu that we're not looking at these secondary infections, such as pneumonia. And I think what's happening is we're breeding a nastier type of pneumonia. And if we're breeding a nastier type of pneumonia, that can unfortunately be what is doing a lot of people in during flu season. And nobody really seems to be talking about that or talking about doing mass vaccination against pneumonia. Why? Well, because there's tons of different types of pneumonias. Viruses could cause pneumonias. Fungi could cause pneumonias. There's various bacteria. The number one is strep, which we do vaccinate for. But it seems like we still had a bunch of pneumonia deaths due to this last flu season. So I'm nervous. So what should you do to up your immune system? What is the best thing to do? Whether you're going to an airport, whether you're, you know, your kids are back in school. Well, the best thing to do is, one is, make sure you're taking care of yourself. So sleep. A lot of us are not getting sleep. Make sure you're eating your vegetables, eating your fruits, eat healthy. Don't be, you know, eating out, you know, at restaurants all the time. Don't be eating fast food. Get some fresh food and vegetables. That's what your body needs. Try to avoid getting sick if you can. Don't overexpose. Go outside, go grocery shopping, whatever. But if there's somebody sick next to you, get away from them. Get your vaccines. The flu vaccine is already out. They already have the flu vaccine out. We're going to be talking more about that later. So, you know, get vaccinated. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say 4 out of 5 adults at risk of early death because their heart age is too high. Apparently, there's a heart age test that you guys will see online. I took it, but I didn't know. My cholesterol level is good, but I couldn't calculate it to what they needed it to be. I think they needed a conversion. And so my heart health was basically, my heart age was the same as my age. So they say I could live to the age of 82 without having a heart attack or stroke on average. Why? Because they look at people of my age, gender, ethnicity, without risk factors. And they say my BMI is good, but I don't think it is. I kind of disagree with that. But apparently, 78% of people who took this Public Health England's heart age test, and Americans can do it too, it's on the Daily Mail, recorded a heart age above their age in years. So what does that mean? Well, it means if your heart is older than your body, it's not going to last as long. So health officials have urged adults to check the risk of having a heart attack. So the heart age test, developed by experts, asked people over the age of 30 to answer a series of questions. So they basically asked my cholesterol, they asked my height, they asked my weight, they asked my blood pressure, if I've ever had atrial fibrillation, if I've ever had heart disease, etc. And so it's a good test. I mean, I like it looking at the risk factors. I also ask if you smoke, you know, and so, here's the problem with these things. You know, my father wasn't that unhealthy a man. You know, he was in the military when he was younger. He played soccer. Yeah, he went through some years where he gained weight, did not like fast food, did eat the Mediterranean diet. He loved the Mediterranean diet. Was always active. I mean, he didn't so much exercise at the gym. He used to go to Jack Lane, which was a gym in L.A., as you know, you guys know. I remember when he was younger, he went to the gym a little bit. But for the most part, he would work, you know, 16-hour days fixing people's appliances. That, you know, it was active work. I mean, he would sweat. He came home stinky. He was stinky. He worked up a sweat. He had a lot of muscle, you know, and he didn't smoke. He didn't drink. He still dropped dead of a heart attack when he was 62. So, he did get diabetes, mild. But then again, in the family, there's diabetes in the family. He did not like sweets. He never ordered dessert. He would like a Pepsi every now and then. And he would have some cream and sugar in his coffee, but not enough for him to be diabetic. He didn't like bread. He didn't eat a lot of carbs. So, you know, I think there are some people that are just behind, you know, the eight ball when it comes to certain things. And I think he died way too soon. Now, it could have been stress. You know, he really kind of made a lot of good choices when it came to his health. Ate lots of vegetables, loved fresh vegetables, would yell at us. You know, so if you want, you can check out this heart health thing. What does that mean if your number does start to come out higher than it should? So my recommendation is you quit smoking. Get that blood pressure under control. You know, see if your blood sugar and cholesterol are need some fixing. Okay? You know, make sure you have an EKG to check the heart. Make sure you're exercising. Make sure you're keeping an ideal weight. That's kind of important. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that there is another type of bad cholesterol, and doctors do not usually test for it. It's called the lipoprotein A. It's another kind of bad cholesterol that's not detected on regular cholesterol tests. If you do the VAP cholesterol test or the more extensive cholesterol profile, it's on there. But for the average cholesterol profile, no, it's not. Now, lipoprotein A is a small protein that could travel in high levels through your bloodstream, and it could accelerate the creation of harmful plaques, they say, on your arteries. As it flows through, it clumps together more and more plaque, and your artery will gradually become narrow, limiting the blood supply that you need to allow flow to your heart. You could have an increased risk of blood clots, heart attack, stroke. It could even cause aortic stenosis, or a narrowing of the aorta, which is the main artery supplying blood to the body. So they say there could be genetics behind this sort of cholesterol. They say lipoprotein A is the most prevalent genetic risk factor for coronary heart disease and aortic stenosis. That's according to Sandra Revel Tremulous, founder of the Lipoprotein A Foundation. It's a nonprofit aimed to raise awareness about lipoprotein A and the heart risks. So, when she was 22, her dad died of a heart attack at age 50. She never thought the same thing would happen to her, but she didn't realize there was this hidden risk. She had lipoprotein A, which causes a widowmaker blockage in the artery of the heart, meaning the left anterior descending. Widowmaker is, the artery that unfortunately kills you and leaves your wife widow, right? And they found out that it put her at risk of dying by a severe heart attack by age 39. So having this lipoprotein A affinity is a problem. So the U.S. National Library of Medicine recommends that people have heart disease, despite having normal results for the lipid test, people with high cholesterol and those with a family history should seek out this particular blood test. So we are trying to raise awareness for it. Apparently, the CDC has approved two ICD-10 codes for the diagnosis of the elevated lipoprotein A levels. So this allows healthcare providers to hopefully run it under insurance. And so what do you do? Well, if you do have high levels, and they think 63 million people of us do, again, we may have to be on medication. There are medications that lower those levels. We are going to have to watch what we eat. Now, they say there are medications that may specifically treat this elevated lipoprotein A. Those are niacin. Niacin, you got to be careful because you could flush a lot with it. But also the PCSK9 inhibitors, which are a lot more expensive. There are clinical trials right now looking at reducing the body's production of lipoprotein A. So those people with a strong family history of premature heart disease or heart events, men before the age of 55 or women before 65, need to be screened for lipoprotein A. So if you're at higher risk for a heart attack, you need to be treated or examined. Anybody with high cholesterol, I think, needs to be checked. So eat your vegetables, exercise, keep your weight good. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the key to battling antibiotic resistance, one study says, is more antibiotics. Scientists have discovered thousands of drug cocktails which can fight bacteria, even though bacteria may have grown resistant to them individually. The University of California discovered 8,000 combinations of 4 and 5 pills that are effective. This is a breakthrough which researchers say could be a major step forward in protecting public health. Use what we have, just make a cocktail. With my bartending background, I love that idea. They say, I was blown away by how many effective combinations there were as we increase the number of drugs so they can make combo pills so you don't have to take multiple pills. Health experts have warned that within 20 years, even routine operations like hip replacements and organ transplants could be deadly because of the risk of infection. In Britain, at least 12,000 people die from antibiotic-resistant bugs. Each year, more even die from... That's more than how many people die from breast cancer, and I believe from cervical cancer in the United States. Now, this article comes from Great Britain, but we have huge numbers of people that have antibiotic resistance issues. So scientists looked at 8 common antibiotics, analyzed how every possible 4 and 5 drug combination there could be, working against E. coli. E. coli is a very nasty bug that we get from our rectum and from our colon, lives in stool, and it could cause hemolytic uremic syndrome, kidney failure, a variety of things. So it's a nasty bug that's showing drug resistance, and it looks like they were able to show some promising results mixing some things up. Very cool. 1-877, Dr. Sally.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, EPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.